You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host, Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's CeCe Winans with Well, All Right, right here on the Best of Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Harder now than they've ever been.
Hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Spring turns to summer, and summer to fall. Fall turns to winter, for sure. Seasons change, joy and pain. Life is full of many changes. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. But how could you see that some things were not meant to be? We make our plans, but it's all in God's hands. Life is full of many changes. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold.
Was Erica Campbell with Changes, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Ecclesiastes 3:1 declares, to everything there is a season,
and a time to every purpose under the heaven. The changing seasons of our lives are not haphazard, but are ordained by God to accomplish His purposes in our lives. So I want to pose a question. What season are you in? As we know, there are four distinct seasons: summer, fall, winter, and spring. Ironically, in some places, people can actually experience all of them within one day. All joking aside, on Saturday, many of us shifted from winter season to spring season. But the season we are in naturally is not indicative of what season we are in personally or spiritually. It's important to know what season you are in so you are equipped to grow through that season. Knowing what season we are in will not only encourage us to persevere through the difficulties of winter and summer, but enable us to not take for granted the joys of spring and fall. Although we generally prefer one season to another, there are pros and cons within each that brings a nice overall balance to our lives. The winter is characterized by very little sense of God's love, presence, and activity in our lives, His left hand. Sometimes during this season, it seems as if He has taken a permanent vacation. The upside of this bleak and barren season is that it creates a hunger to experience God's presence and will cause us to seek Him to meet our needs. The spring is characterized by a greater sense of God's activity in our lives, His right hand. New seeds of truth are planted in our minds and watered and cultivated through intimacy with Him. This season holds within it great hope, hope that the planted seeds will eventually manifest an abundant harvest. The summer symbolizes rapid growth, where we are so energized by what the Lord has planted in our hearts and minds that we want to share it with everyone. On the downside, we can become overzealous and get too many irons in the fire. It is important to realize that just because we see a need, that doesn't mean God is calling us to meet it. Awareness does not necessarily constitute action on our part. Take time to seek Him. He is an expert in weeding out unnecessary distractions that might keep us from expressing the fullness of His fruit in our lives. The fall represents the abundant manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit being expressed through our lives. This is a joyous season because this fruit is not only the result of our work, our trying hard to be more loving, joyful, peaceful, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. It is the delectable, authentic fruit of sharing intimacy with the Lord. Regardless of what season we are in, God wants us to embrace Him, trusting that He will manifest the greatest possible harvest of His fruit in our lives in His timing. That's our Fresh Start segment.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. All month long, Brand New Day is sharing the theme, Women Who Change the World. We all know it's Women's History Month, so we are highlighting and celebrating women past, present, and beyond. We know you're going to enjoy today's special guest, but first, here's LeAndrea Johnson with Better Days.
Sometimes You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, The Calling. This past week, I finally got a chance to watch Harriet. I don't want to spoil it for those who still haven't seen it, even though I'm late to the watch party, but it was a great movie. After watching the movie, I was truly inspired, just like when I visit the King Center in Atlanta. These two visionaries led remarkable lives, following God and leading people to freedom and standing up for justice. As a woman who desires to fulfill God's work in her life, I learned a lot from Harriet. Harriet's life was a reflection of what happens when we seek God first. She moved when and where the Holy Spirit led her, constantly praying for God's peace and direction. I hope that we were able to see past just the civil rights figure and see what transpired throughout her spiritual journey and relationship with God. The fact that she recognized that she could not move without hearing from God reflected John 15:5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." If you are still trying to sort out your calling in life, here are a few scriptures that help. Proverbs 31:8-9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Isaiah 1:17. Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Matthew 6:33-34. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Mark 16:15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." 1 Peter 3:15-16. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. If you are trying to figure out your purpose in life, please resort to reading God's Word. Your calling is there. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Let's welcome the Education Director for the Anti-Defamation League in Tulsa, Oklahoma, co-founder of the Collins County NAACP, educator, speaker, and consultant, Sarisha Thomas, to the Brand New Day family.
Hello, everyone. Hello. I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Thank you, Emily and Deanne. I just can't tell you how pleased I am to be with you in this moment. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for having me and allowing me to share your audience with you today.
Oh, absolutely. Our pleasure. Absolutely. Our pleasure. And first and foremost, let's just go ahead and get all of this out of the way. Happy Sisterhood Month, Soror.
Indeed. And not only my sorors, but my line sisters, my special line sisters.
Definitely.
So I am so happy to be here with you. And we have, in just another month or so, in a little bit less than a month, we have a special day. So I'm hoping that, we will be able, I look forward to the day when we can celebrate Sisterhood Month and Deltaversary and all of those days together again.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Yes. So let's go ahead and just dive right in. Let's tell our listening audience, I know that we gave a snapshot of what you do, but just tell our listening audience a little bit more about yourself beyond the bio and what you do as far as within the context of the titles that you have, and what inspired you to do what you do?
Sure. So I will say that I know I do a lot. Sometimes I do the most. But I am, all of it has to do with my authentic self and my authentic connection with who God has made me to be. And that is someone who is an outspoken activist. So someone who is an avid reader, someone who is a community organizer, and someone who is constantly concerned for and fighting for justice and equity and empowerment. And so I would say that my work with the Anti-Defamation League is really my sweet spot. I get to do that every day professionally, which feels amazing to be able to, every day when I wake up and when I do my job, that it is something that connects with who I am. And I feel very blessed to be able to do that, where I get to use my experience in education and my passion for equity work. I get to do that every day. And so that's what I get to do with Anti-Defamation League, is running all of our anti-bias and anti-bullying programs for K-12, as well as working with building partnerships, hosting programs, writing lessons, all kinds of number of things. But all of it is connected to fighting bigotry and prejudice and challenging bias. And then with the Collin County NAACP, that came out of myself and another soror, our soror June Jenkins. We, at the time, you may remember the McKinney pool party incident. At a time, I lived in McKinney. And that was where the police officer, you know, the cops were called on these young black and brown kids who were at a pool party, and there was an incident. The police officer ended up detaining the young girl and putting his knee in her back, 15-year-old girl. My son was there, and a number of his friends were there. In fact, a number of those students had just been at my house the night before for a pool party at our house. And so we just got involved in mobilizing and giving the community voice. And at that point, we decided we knew that if nothing else, the Delta in us knew that we needed to do something past what we had done.
Right.
And so she and I made the decision that we would, or she made the decision she would activate the NAACP chapter in Collin County. And she asked me to help her. And so when your sister calls for your help, it's hard to say no. And so I did. And we started that branch with just like four or five of us stepped up. We had over 100 people agree to be active and be a part. And so we started working in the community. And that's what we are doing now. We are involved in a lot of different cases that you see on the news now, and very busy there. And so that, you can see, is a natural connection with fighting for justice and giving the community voice. And then, of course, I'm the social action chair with my chapter, Collin County Alumni Chapter with Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And so I, again, get to work in the community and bring information to the chapter about what is going on and how we can be involved and be on the forefront of fighting for justice. And so that is the work that I do. It's all a common thread, and that passion, I think, comes from, I've been this way for as long as I can remember. My family will tell you that I've been this way probably since, I don't know, at least I can remember, at least since middle school, where I've always been passionate about history and culture and empowerment and equality. And so that is me. That is what the work that I do, and that's kind of, and to answer your question on where it comes from.
Awesome. Y'all, I'm out here being mommy with the most. I'm out here at Half Price Bookstore because I promised my baby we would come this evening. So, but I'm not too preoccupied, but I hope y'all don't hear any screaming children in the background. So my question
It's perfect that you are out. And mommy comes first, and Half Price Bookstore is one of my favorite places, so I actually wish I could be there. But, yes. Okay, so I'm sorry. What was your question?
No. no, no, no. But Sharista, I know that you were working on a project for Women's History Month, and I actually was so delighted to be a part of that project. And I know some of the current recent events that have happened in Plano may have sidetracked you a little bit, but I wanted to know how did the – so let me tell y'all what Sharice is doing. They are honoring women who have been wrongfully killed under police, quote-unquote, protection. And those women would be women that have been in the spotlight that we're very familiar with. And I want Sharice to talk about that just a little bit, about that project and where what inspired it and where it's going.
Sure. Thank you so much for bringing that up and giving me an opportunity to talk about. So one of the other organizations that a group that I'm with is called Just One Thing, and it is a group of concerned citizens, multiracial, but mostly driven by African-American and BIPOC women, Black and Indigenous people of color. And we get together and try to give information to the community. Hey, here's just one thing that you can do to help advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in your lane, whatever that lane is. And so I went to this group and said that, hey, it is important to me. In this moment, I feel like we, not only myself, but as a community, as concerned human beings, we need to do something to recognize the anniversary of Breonna Taylor's death. The anniversary of her murder was on March 13th. And so, you know, it was just 1 year ago that, you know, all hell broke loose about that particular case and and the tragicness of that situation. And playing on the number 13, because it was on the 13th, I said, leading up to that, how about we select 13 women who have died at the hands of police violence? Because unfortunately, this is a common theme that we have heard, and honestly, it doesn't get the attention that it needs. You know, that's why I say her name, that hashtag was created, because we talk so much, not only, you know, we hear so much about the tragic death of Black men at the hands of the police, but Black women die in these same circumstances as well. And so that's why that hashtag was started. And it came to me that many of our timelines had gone back to normal before Breonna's death. And I'm like, we need to say something. You know, this cannot be a trend. We need to, in this moment, recognize what happened to her and also talk about the other women who have died in this situation and what causes this. Why does this continue to happen? And so each day leading up to March 13th, we highlighted a different woman who lost her life at the hands of the police. And we chose 13 because we were leading up to, again, playing on the number 13. And so we reached out to different women in the community that we knew and asked them, hey, would you be willing to give voice to this particular person? We know how she died, but what we want to do is also talk about how she lived. It's important that we humanize her, because this is one of the many things that contribute to why people forget about the violence that happens to Black women. This is one of the reasons that they can dismiss it, and this is one of the reasons that prejudice and racism continues, because people otherize you and they dehumanize these different groups. So let's humanize these women and help people to understand that, okay, Atiana died, but she was killed at the hands of the police, but we lost not only her, but we lost a mother, a cousin, we lost a sister, we lost a coworker, we lost a neighbor. These people, there's a hole in a number of people's lives because these women are not there anymore. And so that was the motivation for wanting to do it. This group was happy to help me facilitate that conversation or give me the platform to host the conversation. So each day leading up, we had a different person. Hey, here's your script. Can you personify this person? And Deanne, you were one of those people, and you did an awesome job. We posted those videos on our website so people could see their voices there. They're posted on YouTube. They're on our website. They are forever out there. So at some point, if somebody looks, they can find that information. But we and then we culminated it with a panel discussion on March 13th with different experts talking about talking about different things. Like there was a civil rights lawyer talking with us about why this happened. We had a black woman police sergeant on the call to talk to us about the police interaction, even her intersectionality of how, you know, how tough was this for you as a black woman when Breonna was killed and you're a police officer. And we had a number of students, activists, two student activists on the panel, as well as a mental health professional, because we recognize the role that mental health plays in the deaths of those women. And so that was the panel discussion. It was wonderful. It was very successful, very educational, and that was leading up to it in our rationale.
Wow. So my cousin, Venezuela Williams, who's also been on our show and was just on our Dream Lounge last week, she just sent me a message saying it's awesome that you're all talking to Sharice, because she actually was one of the women who read as well. So big, big props for getting that out to as many women as you could who are very well spoken in the community. And that's just amazing. I can't wait to go watch it. And Brand New Day, Emily family, go ahead and take a look at that. Sharice, tell us where it is again.
It is. You can just find it on YouTube, Just One Thing. You can find it on Just One Thing. You can go to our website, Just One Thing Go, and find it can link you to it, to the recording. That was just last Saturday, and so it should be up and running. And you can also email us with questions from that website as well if you would like to know more. But, yeah, it's Just One Thing, and the title of it was 13 on the 13th, which is honoring 13 women leading up to the leading up to Breonna Taylor's anniversary of her death.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. So I have a question. My question is, we are in Women's History Month, and you are a history buff. And in the context of our show theme for this month, Women Who Changed the World, who is a woman or some women who you feel are movers, shakers, and history makers right now at this time?
Right now. Oh, wow. There are so many. There are so many. I mean, it is hard to just name one. I mean, on a congressional level, AOC and the squad, all of those women in the squad, right? And so because I'm just love policy and love what they're doing in Congress and holding people accountable and how they speak truth to power. Tamika Mallory is someone who is really changing the game. When you want to talk about activists and who are really doing grassroots work, she probably came to the limelight with Breonna Taylor's death, but she was doing she's been doing activism work for 20 years. And so Tamika Mallory, Tiffany Lawson, Tiffany Lawson, who is with the NAACP Youth Group. She just transitioned to a new position like 2 weeks ago. I don't know what it is, but she is very connected with the NAACP and their youth engagement. Let's see, who else? I'm drawing a blank now. Of course, Kamala. I mean, how can you can't talk about the first black woman vice president and not talk about how she is completely changing the game. Stacey Abrams, who is amazing, and, you know, I just would love to even be in the same room with her. And so there are so many women nationally who are doing amazing things. But even locally, we should not forget local women who are doing amazing things. Like I said, June Jenkins, who is our NAACP president. We have Toni Rose, who is in the Texas State Legislature, who is doing amazing things. NAACP, we're working with her now on some legislation. She and Jeff Leach on some bills that we're proposing that are connected to hate crime and bullying. So we don't want to forget about our local heroes. But then also, you know, there's a quote by Issa Rae earlier in her years when she first blew up that comes to mind right now when you think about that question. And she's like, think about your peers, right? She said when she blew up, one of the things that she did was, you know, she networked. Not only did she network up, but she networked laterally. And we need to remember that. Like, you, Emily Blue and Deanne are doing it. Like, I love it. So when you talk about women that are doing things, you two are, you, the two of you are also doing great things.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I love to see,
you
know, this. Right. I mean, we have so many women who have started their own businesses, who are blogging, who are writing, who are raising the next generation, who are educators, who are, I mean, doing so many amazing things. And so, you know, I think that that cannot be overstated how wonderful, I mean, how much women are doing now, how we are, and how much we really are doing.
Thank you, Sharissa, and we, it's needless to say, how very proud we are of you. When I saw that you were the co-founder of the Collin County NAACP, I was just like, okay, what has taken Collin County so long? I didn't realize this process. I didn't realize that there was no NAACP there. So
no.
You are amazing
no,
for bringing that to Collin County. I have one more question for you. So
sure.
I just watched Harriet, and that was in the Renewed Heart segment. I'm a little late in the game, but Harriet Tubman, she's very inspirational and
yes.
has inspired me quite a bit in the last few days just to keep on pushing. What will you continue to do in the future? What will be your legacy? I know that you have two beautiful adult children now, but two beautiful babies. But what will be your legacy when it's all said and done? What do you want to accomplish when it's all said and done?
Oh, what a wonderful question. It is my hope, it is my prayer that I can be, that I can do half of the things that Black women have done, some of the monumental things that we have done, you know, just to be in the same sentence with Harriet. Like, I would love to be able to do half of that. She is an icon and inspiration to me. Ida B. Wells is another inspiration to me. And so I hope to be a good ancestor. That is the legacy that I hope to leave for my children, that I'm able to model for them not only what a godly woman looks like, but also living in your authentic self, because I want to model that not only for both of my children, but for other women, that how important it is to really truly embrace who you are and your gifts, and that you don't, you know, not to fall susceptible to measuring yourself by others and all these terrible things that society will bombard you with. And so my hope is that I can be a good ancestor, that I can teach my children and my children's children to love, to be their authentic self, to be proud of who they are, and to contribute to their culture and to their society, because that is our responsibility, is to leave things better than we found it. And so that, to me, is what I strive to do. I am continually concerned about what mark I will leave. And so that is what I want to do, is to be a good ancestor and leave my children and my children's children with that.
Well, I love it. I absolutely love it. Sharissa, thank you so much for joining us. Where can our listeners reach out to you online as well as social media?
So I would say online. So maybe I'm a dinosaur in that I don't spend a whole lot of time online. When I do, I'm on Instagram, which is just my first name and 1234. So that's Sharissa, she, Rasa, 1234. You can just reach out to me there, or you can email me. And those are pretty much the two ways that you can get in contact with me if you don't have my phone number. And my email address is my first and last name, Sharissa Thomas, 1234, at Gmail. And so those are pretty much the two ways to get in contact with me. They also can reach out to you, and both of you are my sisters. And so you know how to get in contact with me, and that would be that will probably be another one of the more effective ways to get in contact with me as well, is to go through you. So thank you so much for having me and introducing me to your audience. I'm so proud of what you both have built here. I'm so proud of the message that you share regularly about God's word and being a spiritual woman and finding your purpose and using God's word to direct that and using your spirituality to direct that. And so thank you so much for the work that you do. Thank you for having me, and I'm hoping that that we can do more of this together soon.
Absolutely. You're always welcome here on Brand New Day anytime. So make sure you guys are staying safe and being well, and we look forward to having you again. You have a great evening.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you so much, and good night to your listeners.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We would love to hear your questions and comments. Again, thank you, Sarasa Thomas, for joining us today. Here's Jermaine Dolly featuring Miranda Curtis with Pull Us Through.
People are dying, and people are crying for a savior to come and save us from this world. Now, God, I'm calling your name, 'cause my world does need change. In Jesus' name. So, oh God, we need Savior to pull us through. People are hurting,
This is LaShonda Gary, and you're listening to A Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lack, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
That was Avery Sunshine with I Got Sunshine. It's time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to encourage you to nurture your body right. March is National Nutrition Month. It is an annual nutrition and education information campaign created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. The campaign celebrated each year during this month focuses on the importance of making informed food choices and developing sound eating and physical activity habits. In addition, National Nutrition Month promotes the Academy and its members to the public and the media as the most valuable and credible source of timely, scientifically based food and nutrition information. Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day is also celebrated during National Nutrition Month on the second Wednesday of March. This occasion increases awareness of registered dietitian nutritionists as the indispensable providers of food and nutrition services while recognizing that RDNs and nutrition and dietetic technicians registered for their commitment to helping people enjoy healthy lives. So this week, start incorporating those foods and that physical activity that will fuel and nurture your body properly. For more information, log on to www.eatright.org. That's our Live Smart segment.
Oh God, make us one, one color, one race to run, many people, many hands, one voice, many men. Oh God, fight the war, make us blind, see no more. Many nations in one land, one voice, many men. Oh God, give us free, lower pressure, raise unity, terrorism, dark and shame, one voice, many men.
Dr. Jatan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Chrisette Michelle with Make Us One, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio.
Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are discussing our show theme for the month, Women Who Change the World. But we want to add a little bit to that because there was a very long and dominant topic that was a part of the Dream Lounge on last week, and that is about building. Adina, you remember that song that we learned back in 1989? Remember? Back to life, back to reality.
Yeah.
And there's another one. Keep on moving. Don't stop. Life is our time.
Right. Yes, I definitely do remember that song. You're aging us, Emily.
Whatever. We look good for the age. We're not going to tell y'all what age we are.
Yeah, that's all right. I love it. I still jam hard to that song. But yes, keep on moving. And building, definitely. In building, we have got to learn how to keep on moving. One of the things that happens with me a lot of times when I get an inspiration or when I feel like God is guiding me somewhere, I often give up on myself. Have any of you all ever done that? What about you, Emily?
Oh, yes. When something got really, really hard and I just feel like I hit a brick wall, I just shut down. I'll just fold it up, close the door, lock the key up with the door.
Yeah,
but
right?
I had some, yeah, but you know what? Over the last, I would say probably like 2018, honestly. In 2018, a lot of my inhibitions went out the window about starting and stopping stuff. Now, I mean, I'm not going to say that everything, I just keep moving. But for the most part, I keep moving.
Right.
Around the time my mom was sick, I was building.
Right.
I was building my website on paper. I was building my LLC. I was building this radio show that was on paper for 8 years prior to.
Wow.
Yeah. So in that context of building, we have to work while it's day because at nighttime no man works. No man can work, right? That's what the scripture says.
Amen.
So when there's daylight, this doesn't mean that you can't do things in the night. So let's understand contextually what the scripture is really meaning. It's saying that while you have the time, while you have the breath, while you have the ingenuity, while you have the strength to be able to do the stuff that you've been called, the purpose you've been ordained to do, get on it and keep moving. Keep building. Put it together. Write the vision. Don't just write the vision. Execute the vision.
Yes.
You know?
And, yeah. And when it's time to lay it down, lay it all the way down and give it to God because it's His. It's His vision. So give it to Him when it's time to rest. And that's one of the things that I'm currently juggling because I'm in the building process. At this time, I'm sticking to this building right here. And so within that, it's just been, okay, how do I multitask on time? What do I do? How do I put my family in? How do I put everybody in? Because you don't want to leave anyone behind. Because let me tell you something. My sister and I actually just had this conversation because she just ended up leaving a job because she's starting a new one that she was totally invested in, and she lacked so much good rest. And she was like, look, whatever you do, don't leave behind the people that you will need later. And guess what? You remember that movie Mahogany, Emily?
Yes. With Billy D and Diana Ross, yes. Right?
you remember what he told her about success, right?
He said success is not something to the effect of success is not enough if you don't have someone to share it with.
Yes, success is nothing if you don't have nobody to share it with. So look here. You can keep building, and you can build the Empire State Building. But if your family is neglected, if your friends are neglected, and they're your cheerleaders, if your other loved one, whoever, if you neglect them and you build the Empire State Building, you're going to be in that building by yourself. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. You're going to build a monument to nothingness.
Yes. Tell me about it. But, yes, we just want to make sure that, ladies, as you're out here becoming boss women, whatever the titles are nowadays, we congratulate you. We're so proud of you. Just like I'm very proud of Emily for continuing to build upon Brand New Day with Emily Blue. But don't forget that you need rest at the end of the day. And don't forget those who loved you then, because one day, We all are going to have to fall back on that rest in those loved ones who had our back from day one. And, of course, don't be afraid.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
Yeah.
Man, that's foundation. That's foundation.
Yeah,
that is
definitely
a foundation. It holds you up. It supports you. It undergirds you. When, you know, even when people are not around, you still got God, and you got that time to converse with him and let him have it and talk to him so that he can help you get through your situation, your circumstance, help you download information so that you can keep building. Because sometimes we just need a good download.
Yeah, we do.
And prayer, the part of prayer and listening in prayer is part of the download. Don't forget to allow God to download that intel so that you can build.
Yes, amen to that. Amen. Yeah, so that you can process it and function.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, you know. I'm sorry. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And Brand New Day family, we have a very special, exclusive, fearless family segment with Deanne Lex featuring Emily Blue.
Oh, my God. Why can't I get up like this, though?
I don't participate in Fearless Family segments because, I mean, I have family, but I'm not a parent, you know.
Hey, look,
yeah, I know I teach kids and whatnot, but, you know.
Right.
I'm not
the traditional parent. Hey, it's all good.
But we wanted to bring something to the forefront, just have a conversation about it, not being any type of way about it, but because it is an important discussion. So we want to talk to you guys about when children are in crisis.
Yes.
When children are in crisis. Deanne and I had the opportunity last week to, like everybody else, to hear the audio leak that was leaked out from the conversation that Kirk Franklin was having with his son, Kerryon Franklin. And, you know, I was talking to some friends in the room. Now, y'all know, you know, I'll keep it aside, y'all know this is not abnormal in Black culture. Okay. let's first of all keep that straight. I mean, yeah, but particularly us.
Yeah.
Particularly us, you know, there's just a certain way that people of color handle their children. And we're not saying right, wrong, indifferent. We're just being honest, transparent, authentic. But the thing that concerned Deanne and I the most was one thing in particular. We applaud the relationship that his bonus mom and his dad and his mom have in co-parenting this 32, almost 33-year-old grown man.
Yeah.
And so, Deanne, what were your thoughts when you first heard about this?
You know, honestly, Emily, I try to stay out of other folks' households because we have enough of our own issues.
Right on.
You know, so honestly, I looked at it and I was like, oh, wow, okay. And then, but my husband kept bringing it back to me and I was like, okay, this is not a conversation I really want to be involved in, but since you keep bringing it to me. We had a really good conversation the other day about it, and I told him this is how I equated it. I said, you know, people talk about the autism spectrum, and honestly, I don't know all about the autism spectrum, but I can only, based on my limited knowledge, this is what I compare it to. When you have people that are all over the spectrum. We all have issues when it comes to being able to control our minds. And the things that we say and the things that we do, we're all on that spectrum when you consider it. I'm not saying this is the autism spectrum, but I'm just saying in terms of depression, anxiety, those mental, all have those issues. However, there are some
right.
people where they are higher on the spectrum than others. Now, those types
yeah.
of people, I would say, like, for example, those who keep going into the prison system, you know, and I'm not talking about those who were wrongfully accused. I'm talking about those who actually committed crimes and continue to go. They always say that prison is not a rehabilitation center. I would consider someone who is at that level and maybe higher on the spectrum. Someone who is maybe on medication or has not been, as we say, certified. certifiably diagnosed, they
mm-hmm.
might be possibly in the middle of that spectrum. And those of us who are just trying to make it day to day and just trying to keep our God given mind, our fantasy, we you can't tell where we are, but we're somewhere in that spectrum. So I feel like this is just what some families go through, you know, and parenting is very difficult. We are trying our best to be good parents, but it's a difficult line that you cross. There are boundaries that are hard to maintain sometimes, and sometimes when we don't keep those boundaries within our family for our children's sake, our children cross them in the wrong way. And at that point, it's like, okay, do we look at the parent or do we look at the child? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know, so I don't agree with any type of disrespect from any child or adult child. But at some point, you do have to consider where did the disrespect, when did it start? You know what I'm saying? Because I never, you know, I do know there are some people who have had really rough childhoods and their parents haven't been there and they've kept a closed mouth for years and they've dealt with their own issues. And then there are some who have talked crazy, but what has been allowed, you know?
Yeah.
So we're just gonna keep Kirk
and Tammy and the whole Franklin and the extended family, his mother, in prayer
yeah,
as they navigate
definitely.
All of this. And, you know, we'll be keeping them lifted up. And we hope and pray
yeah.
that just our discussion during this week's family, Fearless Family segment was resourceful.
Yes.
Pay attention to your children and the things that they're doing early on.
Things
that are not normal.
Yes.
Because they
yes.
have to be nipped in the bud early.
They do. And also, And also, please know that especially Emily, I know, you know, we come from different types of households. I have a blended family. Sometimes the children who are not in the home, they have a different experience than the children who are in the home. And so the things that they feel and see are not the same. And so we don't understand that all the time because we're trying to do the best we can and give them the best we can. And we often think that money and material things are a part of that best. But many times it's a cry out for our time and attention more than it is for anything that you can ever buy. Money cannot buy love, and I'm not saying that there was no love given. I'm not saying that by any means, because I'm sure there was plenty. But sometimes it's hard to give what you don't know how to give because it never was completely fed to you. So I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah,
because, right.
Because what I do know for sure is, based off of some of the interviews that we've seen this week and heard this week, is mm-hmm. that there was communication, and there wasn't anything that I could hear that was dropped in the middle of, you know, they uh-huh. worked well together when it comes to being co-parents, and that's really important,
yeah.
especially if you have a blended family. So again, we're just going to keep the family in prayer.
Definitely.
And everyone in the Brand New Day family, keep them in prayer. I just kind of thought of something that I can't repeat on air because it would cause me to be in trouble with my own organization. So let me be quiet.
We'll talk offline.
But
definitely keep them in prayer, and all families who are going through this. And, you know, just because they're
yeah.
in the spotlight, you know, a lot of people are going through this person, you know, who are not in the spotlight. But let's also pray for Kirk and what he's going through as a spiritual leader or figure in our community, because it's not just us who look at him and we can applaud him on, you know, oh, you handled it this way or that way, or we could disagree with him. But there are lots of other people of other cultures and other faiths who are looking at him. And so we need to definitely be in prayer about that, because we don't want any type of confusion that would cause someone to stumble because of our actions. And I know that Kirk has been very apologetic as understood, and we just want to make sure that people, you know, understand that nobody is perfect, definitely, but just continue to pray for him because what God has called him to be in this platform.
Absolutely. So you're tuned into the best of inspiration on music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Brand New Day, Emily, and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how the women in your life or who you admire who are changing the world. Well, we've reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of the other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out our brand new website for We Talk Radio. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. So let's recap.
I got it, Emily.
You got it? Awesome.
Yes, because I'm at home now, y'all. I told y'all I was at Half Price, but I'm here now. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was What Season Are You In? Our Renewed Heart segment was The Calling. Our Live Smart segment was Nurture Your Body Right. Our Fearless Family segment was When Children Are in Crisis.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. Thank you for a new season of flourishment and blossoming and nurturing and cultivating and tilling the ground and planting the seeds, oh God, Thank you for spring in this country. I know that in this part of the world, it's springtime. It may be winter in another part. But God, you are the same God, and what you do for others, you will do for us. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. We ask you to cover us as many in spring break, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would keep everyone safe, that you would rebuke the devourer, that you would cause us to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, and help us to get everything accomplished this week, oh God. Strengthen our cords. Lengthen our cords and strengthen our stakes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to keep us creative. Give us witty inventions and ideas and concepts. God, we want to not just change the world, but we want to change our world. Change the things that are in our lives. Change our thought lives. Change our ways of doing things, God. We just want to be more and more like you. So we ask you, oh God, to order our steps. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So, God, we want to be ordered. And then, God, keep us unmovable. Make us unmovable, oh God. We want to be like the tree planted by the waters, and we shall not be moved. God, we ask you, Lord God, to keep our families safe and covered, Lord God. And we ask you to watch over us and protect us. We love you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. If you're in the Dallas area this Saturday, March 27th, I want to invite you to the T.R. Hoover Community Development Center and the Dallas Police Department Health Fair. It's from 11 to 2, and it's at 5411 Bear Street in Dallas, Texas. Go by, get your vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine registration. If you have any needs, any basic needs, or know anyone who does, please go by and check it out. It's the T.R. Hoover Community Development Center and Dallas Police Department Health Me First Annual Health Fair. All right. To leave you with an inspiring quote from American abolitionist Harriet Tubman, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Trinity 5-7 featuring PJ Morton with Over and Over.
Yeah. We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.